If you don't like what we tell you to believe in, we'll kill you.
Oh, hey, Goy. Herschel here. Are you listening to a free fag episode of The Daily Shower? Do you need a small personal loan so you can afford a paywall subscription? I may be able to help you out. For the very low price of just $10 a month, you can listen to Mike finish his talking points without annoying promotional bits like this one. Log on to therightstuff.biz/paywall and pick the payment option that best suits your white man's agency level. E-checks, money order by mail, or cryptocurrency. Support TRS's efforts in shutting down yids like me.
This is Tedious on therightstuff.biz.
Hello and welcome. I should have cleared my throat while my mic was muted.
This is The Daily Show at 10:55.
McNabb is on like minute 38 of restarting his PC. I don't know. Hopefully he'll join us soon enough. It's TMB. Typical McNabb behavior.
One computer doesn't work. I don't know.
So you just have to deal with us. So we'll do like this is prep hour two. Right? Prep in the woods hour two, but we're in the old in the man-child bedroom here with the bell curve on the wall. So all right, I don't know where you want to start. I'm always kind of lost when this sort of happens, when there's not like the third person.
Well, yeah, I don't think he's gonna be able to make it, or at least maybe not. Who knows what's going on? He's got some crazy problem, but I don't know. I mean,
Pedro,
I got this email, but I think I'm not gonna respond to it because it's just.
No, the emails are funny. You have several funny emails, but I know we can't respond.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, the one that says that I got one from some lunatic schizo Christian who was saying,
yeah,
the church is like a white nationalist cult. The church is a white nationalist cult, and like, yeah, it's an apostate organization, and we need to like rape their young women or something. And I'm like, all right, you're just some lunatic. It's sort of funny.
But. Yeah, I don't. I found that one hard to follow.
See, it's not really.
I kind of think that, like,
because the person's a schizophrenic. Like, it's. I don't know how I made it onto this list. There's like several hundred people this guy sent this email out to. One of which is like info@oceangateexplorations.com. So I'm like, all right, like, I don't know what you. I don't know what the deal is. Then there was this. There's this Jew who's been emailing me for a while. I had invited him a while ago to come on Strike and Mike because he wanted to talk about the Holocaust. He says he's not anti-white. He likes white people. He likes a lot of our content.
Oh, but I guess the Holocaust. Okay,
and I was like, and I told him, this is the same Jew I've talked about. I told him that if he wanted to help white people, he should say the Holocaust is fake as a Jew, even if he thinks it's real.
Yeah.
He then later on, when he got extremely butthurt, because what I've realized now is this Jew's entire attempted manipulation of me was to bait me into saying, like, the Holocaust, I hate Jews and the Holocaust is real and it was good that it happened. Because he feels that when people say that, it helps his race. And okay. I picked up on this very early, and knowing that he was a Jew. And he was attempting to do these things. So he's now responded to the Cockrell debate, and he's like nitpicked a few issues, and it's all dumb shit. He's saying like,
there's nothing there to nitpick. Just
this
give it up
this
and
word
go on.
Here, this word is from instead of to, and that proves the Holocaust. And I'm like, no, dude, see, if the Holocaust were real, you wouldn't need to parse an English translation of something in German.
You wouldn't have to.
In order to prove it.
It would be
so
simple.
Fuck off.
It would be on its face. So we would be the ones nitpicking little details or something. I don't know.
Right. The fact that that's your method. I mean, this was my overall point. Not to go back to this, because we don't need to talk about the guy I was debating anymore. But like the fact that this is like what they do is very funny. And what's so funny about this guy is he took my statement to him in email from like years ago where I said that to him. I said, if you want to help white people, you as a Jew, he took that then in a later email to me, like a few months ago, he said, like, you one time told me that you thought it was fake, but you thought it was real, but you say it's fake because it helps white people.
What?
I was like, I knew I'd never said that, right? So I went back to other emails with this guy, and I looked, and that's what I had said, that thing.
Right.
Which I had forgotten. I said it like 3-4 years ago or something like that, right? And so he then at the end, he says, why don't you just say that it's real, but that, you know, it's good? That's what everybody that is listening to your show thinks. And I'm like, listen, Jew, shut up. I'm not falling for this Jew crap that you're doing.
I thought these people
think it's real.
This does away.
You know it's real.
This totally does away with like the Jewish like high IQ thing. Like they're not very bright.
Nothing else has worked. He's just desperate now, right. And he's angry and he's upset.
When the flexes of force don't work, I mean that's what it is. Like the illusion that they're like competent and smart is because there's like force behind everything they do and say. When you remove someone who's like no me frego and like none of that works, now they're just a schwitzing like retard.
Individual Jew can't do anything to me, right? He particularly since I have emails saying that he agrees with like a lot of what we say and he supports white people and all this shit. I'm sure he's lying about all that. He's just trying to get me to say this. Yes, the Holocaust. He wanted me privately in an email with him to confess this thing. And he says like, yeah, there's this one in this translation. It says from, not to, or something like that, meaning that like the Holocaust happened. And then you also didn't respond to like the Belzec expedition. I'm like, well, I could easily respond to the Belzec expedition. That shit was fucking bogus. Why didn't they open the graves up?
Right.
I'm not saying it's fake. I'm saying he did core samples and he found some human remains in some of the cores. And he then extrapolated from that all of this shit. Now,
the extrapolation is what's fake. It's like, yeah.
Right. That's my point, is that like if you really thought that there were bodies there, open up the graves and count the bodies, identify them. Let's see the bones.
I'm tired of reading your tea leaves, Jew.
We haven't seen it. So, you know, the fact that the guy I was debating was saying like, well, you know, taking core samples is a valid archaeological technique. I'm like, yes, it is. It is. It is valid to take core samples, but that the reason you take core samples is to identify some place you're going to dig to see if there's anything worth digging for.
Right.
But when you take core samples and then you don't dig, that leads me to believe that you don't think you're going to actually find what you think you want to find.
Right.
And just extrapolating the size of a mass grave from a bunch of core. No, I don't think so. I don't think so, buddy. And also there's literally, I couldn't find anything in that study about this ash. From what I can tell, the debate opponent was just making that up. So I don't know. I don't know. So that's my response, guy.
Yeah.
And no, I don't think the Holocaust happened. It's fake. And right. It's obvious that your agenda is merely to try and get me angry enough in a private email to say that and then publish that someplace. It's not going to happen. Just stop bothering me. Stop being Jewish. The Holocaust is fake. You know it's fake. You know
stop
that it's fucking
being Jewish.
Fake. Well, you know that it's fake, buddy.
Maybe he doesn't.
So
you never know with these kites.
He might not. He probably doesn't care. He just knows that he understands
that
the Holocaust is his race derives power from the Holocaust myth, and he wants it to be perpetuated.
And you gotta wonder
and
how.
So,
like,
I mean, you need to think about what you're doing when you say this word. The word in this translation says from.
Right.
And I'm like, he's talking about the women's camp thing, the special action thing, right? And he's like, what do you think special action means? What do you think it means? I don't fucking know, bro.
I don't know.
I have no idea.
I'm sure there's some description in there of what it means.
Without all your bullshit, why would I ever think special action means gassing?
Right.
Why would you think that? Who the fuck knows what it means?
Is it laid out in that particular document what the special action was? Or who was it? That was
no. He doesn't say what it was. He just says like this place is awful. It's terrible.
Yeah, this is
the anus of the world.
This is the underground resistance guy. Like, wow, I'm sure he's also
yes.
yeah.
That's the other thing.
If he would, like, he wouldn't say special action. He would write in his diary that they were slaughtering and gassing women, if that's what they were doing.
Right, because he wrote in his diary elsewhere that he got pamphlets from the underground saying that they were gassing women, which also, or not that they were gassing women, they were gassing Jews, which also actually proves Matthew's fucking challenge to prove a fucking hoax. This guy had pamphlets at a time before the supposed gassings were going on. He was given pamphlets by the socialist underground in Nazi Germany saying that they were gassing Jews.
Right.
From the time before when the alleged gassings were taking place, saying 2 million Jews have...
Oh, you don't like interruptions. Well, this is a different kind of an interruption. This is a pre-recorded interruption to remind you that you wouldn't be hearing this interruption if you would actually pony up, support our work here at TRS, and buy a subscription to the show. It's only $10 a month. Unless you're using like e-checks, then there's some extra fees because the e-checks fucking suck. Don't use those. The point is, we need your support. You can't use credit cards anymore. It's kind of a pain in the balls, but we still need you to help us out. And if you're enjoying the content, these silly commercials will go away. We won't bother you anymore if you just do. So go to therightstuff.biz/paywall, make an order. You can use e-checks. You can mail in a money order. You can use a bunch of different cryptocurrencies, all which suck and are annoying, but we'll get it figured out. Or you can go to my Odyssey channel, Uncle Spen's Other Tone Stream, and you can give me a donation there and send me a screenshot of the transaction. We'll get you figured out. So, yeah. I guess any second now we'll go back to the show. I don't know when, because I don't want these to be quick and predictable so that you can't just skip through them to make them go away. So this one's going to be a little extra long. But yeah, you need a subscription. You need a subscription.
I've been gassed. Now, they say 2 million Jews were gassed, but these supposedly happened later than when this guy got this pamphlet. So,
it's just,
what's going on there, big guy? Is there perhaps a hoax being perpetrated through propaganda distributed through underground networks? Because that's what all this shit was. That's what all this shit was. So, yeah. Also, like, I don't base anything on somebody's diary entry, right? If you have no bodies, if you have no facilities proper for gassing people, even if this guy wrote in his diary, "I went to the women's camp, the Nazis rounded up the women and gassed them," I still wouldn't say, where's the evidence?
There's none.
Right? I don't grant your premise that some fucking diary entry proves this shit. Because Winston Churchill's letter to Lord Beaverbrook says we want to exterminate the Germans. So explain to me that Winston Churchill didn't want to exterminate all Germans. He said he did in a letter to Lord Beaverbrook, who was the management of the air production in Britain. He was the guy that oversaw all aircraft production. So why would Winston Churchill, unless he actually wanted to exterminate every German, why would he write that in a letter to one of his officials?
And if Churchill didn't exterminate all the Germans, where'd all the Germans go? You don't have an answer for that. Where's all those Germans?
Right.
Germany's empty now.
Well, some 8 million Germans died, so Winston Churchill deliberately...
I'm going to say all the Germans are gone, and nobody in Germany is actually German anymore. They were exterminated by Churchill. We know this because he wrote a letter. So what's your answer for what happened to all those Germans? Oh, you don't have one? I guess all the Germans got exterminated by Churchill.
Right. Exactly.
Very simple.
Oh, but you can see Germans alive today. Oh, but you can see Jews alive today.
Mm. Oh.
Interesting. That's true. One of you is writing me an annoying email right now. If the Jews weren't exterminated, then how come you're writing me this irritating email?
I always wonder what the point of irritating emails are.
I hate email as a form of communication. I would happily, if email stopped being a thing, I'd be perfectly happy.
When I get any sort of like hater interaction, I'm just kind of like scratch my head. Like, why are you bothering to do? Like, don't you know the internet's dead and you can't, like, whatever you're trying to do. Like, even if I respond and feed the troll, like, it's not going to get you anywhere. It's not going to spread.
Yeah, I kind of fed this Jew by doing this.
Yeah, that's fine, but it didn't result in anything. Like, and it can't.
Right.
Like the other
it
guy
might
is,
result in another email.
Yeah.
I mean, that's probably what it's going to result in, is another email.
Which, I don't know if you like that or not. I don't know. It's just weird.
I kind of actually enjoy these emails. It's like a perverse, like, enjoyment because I like to see the flailing, you know? I kind of hope this guy sends me another email, because like I want to see the next thing, the next angry, like enraged attempt to get me to say, yeah, the Holocaust is real and I love it because I'm a psychopathic Nazi. And even though, you know, let me just actually here's the thing. The fact that a Jew wants me to say that is very revealing. Why do you want me to say that? Why? Would it help your race for me to go out and say that? Right? Like, I mean, that's so funny. He's like, that's so funny to me.
And dress that up as if, like,
you have hit a brick wall, and now you're just telling me the results you want that you're not getting.
And trying to dress that up like you saying that would be you finally being like rational and reasonable.
Yeah, you are finally being true to yourself. You finally come to grips with the real you. You've admitted the truth. You're not living a lie anymore. It's going to look better for you, Mike, if you say that. You'll look better because when you say that, you won't be living a lie anymore. Right now you're living a lie. You need to become clean. You need to be honest. Oh, and also you being supposedly honest with yourself also happens to be what benefits my race. So just do that. Like, I'm sorry, Mr. Jew. No, the Holocaust is fake. That's a fact. I'm saying it's fake because it is fake, because it is the truth that it is fake. And the reason you want me to say that it's real, but I say that it's fake because it helps me ideologically, but in fact, I just like the idea of a bunch of Jews being killed. The fact that you want me to say that means that that's beneficial to your race. So I'm just not going to say it no matter what, but also it's not true.
Like, sorry, you're like,
I don't lie. I don't tell lies, buddy.
Your foundational myth of the post-war order, like, yeah, I'm going to go ahead and say it's just a foundational myth. Yeah, that's all it is. It's a lie.
No, it's just bullshit. I don't tell lies. And even if this fucking guy, Dr. Kramer, had written a whole, like expository story about how all these kikes were gassed in his diary, I would still say it was fake, because a diary entry doesn't prove fucking anything.
Yep.
If you have literally no physical evidence... if you have literally no physical evidence. And also what he says is, like, you know, because I was talking about how this guy says these special actions took place outside, which also then you're gonna have to explain that to me, because
gas me outside, gas chambers, how about that, were, gas me outside, gas, how about that,
yeah, right, because gas chambers were inside, right? And he's like, well, there was these bunkers, remember this claim about these bunkers, these two homes, supposedly bunkers, that they turn into gas chambers. I'm like, right, but hey, one of them doesn't exist.
Yeah,
one of them there's just a concrete foundation for a house that's left remaining. The other one, there's no trace of. Also, that's also not outside.
Yeah, the house makes it inside.
Inside of a house, if it's inside a house, it's inside.
Yeah, it's pretty definitive.
So if we're parsing words in diary entry, the word outside kind of ruins your whole fucking thing.
How about that?
Also, this is translated from the German. Did you speak German? Then you're not qualified to do this research. I'm sorry.
I'm not qualified to know that the Holocaust is true because I don't speak German. I don't speak Yid either.
Right.
So
I have no opinion.
No, I forgot, right. Can I just run my own country without... Oh, no, you have to run it for me.
How about, like, I mean, that would be the other thing. If I'm not allowed to have an opinion, then can we just, like, forget the whole thing? Just call it moot and just, like press forward from here. Like, it's an irrelevant thing.
So can it stop being, like, the ruling fucking, like, notion of our entire system? That, like, I can't talk about... Uh-oh.
Non-German speakers should have an opinion. Then. Okay, English speakers should not be relevant at all.
I don't know if this is me or them.
Without this issue.
I don't know if that was you or me. But yeah, that entire statement was robot. If you want to restate that, please. I'm sorry.
Oh, me?
Yeah, I don't know.
I'm saying is if in fact non-German speakers, because they can't do the research themselves and they can't read Kramer's diary in the original German or Goebbels' diary in the original German and understand the meaning of the word, like, liquidate or whatever, then really you have no right having an opinion on this. I'm like, okay, so no one in America except those few that speak German should have an opinion. I'm presumably very few people in the government speak German. I mean, how many people, maybe a few hundred thousand people, maybe a million or so people speak German? Probably that's even exaggerating in America. But this is an English-speaking country. So... then this is just irrelevant to our lives, correct? I mean, no one can have an opinion. It shouldn't affect us one way or the other. But in fact, it seems that Jews desperately want people that speak English to have an opinion on this. So maybe, you know, the debate opponent should go and correct those Jews and tell them, no. English speakers don't speak German. They're incapable of doing the kind of research that myself, as like an enlightened scholar that speaks German, has done. So you Jews need to stop trying to tell these English speakers anything about the Holocaust. They can't do the research. I mean, that would be the principal thing to do, right?
Why are there Jews everywhere that have the ability to tell Americans what to do with their politics?
And here's another funny thing.
And how come no one can admit it except us?
Here's another funny thing. That would be the logical thing for Cockerell to do based on premises that he put forward, right? For him to say that. From what he said to me, that would be the logical position. Yet he won't do it. And in fact, he would suggest that me suggesting he would do it is some kind of trick, because that would benefit me if he were to do it. That would benefit me for him to go and do that. That would be good for me. So obviously I'm trying to use his own logic to twist it in a way that he would do something beneficial to me, right? Just like this Jew is trying to do to me. I don't know. It's just funny. It's funny. I hope you write me another email. Write me another email, guys. Okay. I enjoy them. Let's do this. Let's keep this going. Because since you won't come on the show,
yeah,
just keep going with this. Anyone that wants to debate the Holocaust with me again is going to have to do it on my own show. Just come on this show or come on Strike and Mike and we'll do it. If your case is good, you shouldn't worry about it. You shouldn't worry about that. You should just come and own us. Right.
Never good. Never a good case. That's the whole problem. Yeah. Somebody, there was in the reaction thread, there was a reaction to the debate on Bang where someone was asking, like, why don't they send somebody with like real creds and real argumentation ability to like, why do they always send scrubs like Cocker who don't know anything? It's like,
well, because nobody sent him. He sent himself. That's
well, it's also because there isn't a Holocaust person with a good argument. It doesn't exist. Like their strategy is always to not engage. It's like they try to hide it behind like we can't platform these anti-Semites. It's like that's
oh, hi guys. Here's another pre-recorded interruption, not an actual interruption. I'm just here to remind you, we need you to go ahead and pick up a subscription at therightstuff.biz/paywall. You can use money orders, you can use crypto, you can use e-checks, you can even go to my Odyssey channel, Uncle Spen's other tone stream, and you can use your credit card on there to get around the Jews' banishment of our banking services. That works. So you can do that until you can't. I don't know. But thanks. We'll be right back to the show now.
Code for we can't win an argument with these people, so we have to make sure no one hears what they say and just keep calling them crazy and keep saying that just that they're hateful. Like, the Holocaust denial has to be born out of anti-Semitism. Your anti-Semitism, you can't, or no, so the Holocaust is not born out of anti-Semitism. Where it's like, no, like, I found out, like, I became an anti-Semite because I found the Holocaust was fake. It's like, that's how it really is, you know, if you want to have, like, a causality between the two concepts. Like, I'm not going to deny the Holocaust because I hate Jews. Like, that wouldn't make any sense. Also, like, I could still hate Jews if the Holocaust was real. So, but that's right. How they want to have it. And so it's just responding to this guy. Like, they just don't, like, Deborah Lipstadt is not going to go on Daily Show and argue with Mike Enoch about the Holocaust because she
can
only
argue
lose.
With anybody. I mean, right. The only reason she argued with David Irving is because he sued her.
Right.
And the problem was that by doing that, he gives them home field advantage,
yeah.
You know, because they have all the institutional power so they can manipulate the court system.
They didn't just manipulate the court system. They went like 20 years later, 30 years later, whatever it was. I don't remember what year that was. And they made a movie where they cast her as this like British beauty queen, and they cast him as that fat fucking rat looking guy from
the guy that played
from the
Sweeney
movie Rockstar, the guy from Rockstar, the manager.
Yeah, the guy that actor played like Sweeney Todd in some movie, so he's like this chinless. In fact, what's funny is they cast somebody who's objectively uglier than David Irving. David Irving may not be the most handsome guy, but he's one of the few. He's like a British guy with a strong chin, which is fairly rare. and
you know.
Yeah. Well, yeah, but Americans are like have hybrid vigor, you know, because Americans are all Euro mutts. So we've got that hybrid vigor. We're all like really handsome and like, yeah, but this is banter. Nobody get all butthurt. But if the concept of hybrid vigor applies at all, it applies in that way, you know, definitely mixed with this, like, yeah, but, what was I thinking? Yeah, well, Deborah Lipstadt was played by Rachel Weisz, who isn't so great anymore, but in her prime was very hot, even though she is Jewish. She was very, very, very attractive in her prime. And then they took somebody to play David Irving, and they made him both fatter and uglier than David Irving in real life, which is like obvious. What's the messaging there?
That's part of their system.
Why are you doing it? Why don't you cast people that actually look like these people?
That's part of their message manipulation. They could do whatever they want with that stuff.
He's a very distinguished looking gentleman, you know, which you can put on a nice suit. He has like the salt and pepper hair. He has a strong chin. He's got that very posh British accent. He's like a very distinguished looking guy, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But they don't want to present them like that. They want to present him like a fat nerd.
And they also don't want to argue his methodology. They just want to call him an anti-Semite. And that's what the lawsuit was.
Yeah. David Irving, I'll be honest with you, he's like... he's iffy on a lot of issues, and I think it's because they beat him. They just
he gave in on a lot of the stuff. Him. Like, why wouldn't you? Like, look at all the stops they pulled out. Like, what's the point of? It's somewhat understandable.
Right. It's understandable, but it's also kind of like, fuck you, dude. Like, if you were gonna do that, like, well, don't even dip your toe in. If you're gonna betray, like,
with that, let's move on to someone who really deserves that sort of derision, Pedro. Pedro Martinez.
Well, I think all the people that did Holocaust denial and then backed out on it because Jews came at them, it's like you've actually seriously harmed. You would have been better to not dip your toe into this world. Like, even if they're nice people, like, it's like you've actually done harm to the white race by doing that. And now we got Pedro, who's, oh my God. Oh my God, dude. That was funny stuff. So he's got a response here.
Well, let's go through some of this in case you haven't seen it. So it's summarized on Bang. So Breitbart ran.
Real quick, we have a statement from Pedro here. Very quickly. Oh.
If you vote for me, all of your wildest dreams will come true.
Okay, so that's the statement that Pedro made earlier today to talk about the issue. His issue.
They build you a gas chamber or something.
Can you talk, Alex?
Yeah, I think he's still on webcam, Mike. He's having mic trouble.
All right. Well, we'll just have to keep pressing forward then. Just whenever you can, chime in. The Pedro thing.
Let me move over to the thing here. I didn't set this up beforehand. Wow. All right. The drop-down menu is over on the wrong screen. That's interesting. There he is. So Breitbart, someone gay opted his private DMs or private group chat messages or something is exclusive rising conservative influencer Pedro Gonzalez regularly espouses racist and anti-Semitic sentiments in private messages. Let's see. So
we were going through. I actually just went to the Breitbart homepage itself, or went to the Breitbart article itself. I don't know if it's linked in that Bang post. But this guy, the thing is, the sheer volume of this material was. Up a bit because he's got that AY man.
The only tactical consideration of Jews is screening them for movements, but that's not something for open discussion. I used to be like that, where I try to ignore how subversive these people are. I'm at the point where I can respect Jews as individuals and like them as individuals, but as a group, I see them as problematic. And they've got an A. Wyatt Mann cartoon, getting real tired of this shit. There's a white guy holding a newspaper and pulling on Mr. Hebowitz, editor-in-chief of the newspaper. Minorities like me see America for what it is. A country built by whites can only survive if whites survive. It's my job to make whites wake up, because if they don't, we're all fucked, especially people like me. I feel when you realize whites are the only hope non-whites have of living civilized lives, but whites themselves are too cucked to preserve their own civilizations.
Oof, that one stings, bro. That one stings, bro. That one stings. Striker was like angry at that statement.
It doesn't sting at all because of how cucked he is. Like, you're a literal cuckold. Like, Pedro, like, you cucked
so
hard.
Here's the issue. Here's the issue. You say that, Pedro. You say that. But then you bow to the exact same pressures that you are now saying that cucked whites are bowing to. But you also will have nothing to do with those of us who are not cucked like this.
Right. So he posts a lot of...
You'll have nothing to do with us. Like, you would actually attack us. So you're saying whites are cucked, but then you would attack us. Because we're just open about all this stuff. So... what fucking kind of shit is going on in your head?
Yeah. So there's like several links or screenshots of articles. Is Zuck trying to red pill me harder on the JQ? He puts Ruben in triple parentheses. There's a Ruben tweet here.
Dude, the amount of material is crazy. There's like hundreds of messages on that Breitbart article. The scrolling goes on and on. Like, we were not looking at Bang yesterday. We were looking at the actual Breitbart article, and it goes on and on and on. Like, there is so much material here.
Ben Shapiro is being subversive. Notice that subversive Jews will defend Ilhan Omar because they know that if we start targeting people with foreign allegiances, people who don't assimilate, they'll be next. There are, of course, exceptions, but in general, this is true.
Well, here's the funny thing, though. What's Ilhan Omar's foreign allegiance? Like, she's loyal to what, Kenya? What the fuck country is she from? Sudan? Like, where is she from?
I don't know.
She's like loyal to that country? No, she just says Israel. She just said some critical things about Israel. There's actually no evidence that she's got some kind of dual loyalty. It's like Kikes that are the ones that, and Kikes don't even have dual loyalty. Kikes are only loyal to Kikes.
Well, Shapiro would rather have Omar in the same country as him rather than have angry white Christians single him out after they single out Omar. So,
I mean, there's some truth to that, but yeah.
Well, yeah, he's trying to parse the difficult, like, shit-lib Jew position where, like, we have to be nice and cool to Muslims and not be racist.
Yeah, he's trying to hate brown Muslims
overseas so that we can do wars for Israel there. But when they immigrate to America, we have to open arms, accept them because we're trying to destroy white America here. And there's a, and this is like a brown.
Right. There are some serious bumps in the Jewish story that they tell. And usually conservatives are too stupid to pick up on these.
Yeah, see, right here,
libtards do pick up on them.
Yeah, he says, I'm not saying that literally every single Jew in America is consciously trying to facilitate the Muslim capture of America. I'm saying that Jews instinctively fear living under Christian, especially European rule. And that's pretty true. Like, they want to have a mixed... They want to have a mixed population to rule.
I would actually say that literally zero Jews are trying to facilitate the Muslim capture of America.
Right.
This was probably from several years ago when people were still talking about that shit. But look at his cucked responder. Look at the guy responding.
Who is this guy responding? I just see the point to all
this.
We
don't know who it is.
What allies will we make talking about shit like this? And he says back first, well, first we don't talk about it, not in the open. So, like, what's the point? Like, that's the cuckoldry right there. It's like, what? Why aren't you talking openly about it? And even now, it's all been aired out and made public. And he is saying, he is taking the defense. He's like, every brown anti-woke Twitter account who's vaguely conservative, rally around me and tell them that I don't think these things anymore. This was a dark time in my life. Bro, you are an anti-Semite. It's a little sloppy, but you know all this shit. You can't get away with that. And who's the cuck now? Like, this is the same old fucking thing. And no one, like, you talking in private about this and telling your interlocutors.
Hey, it's your worst possible nightmare. It's the sound of Borzoi interrupting whatever wonderful talking point Mike is making right now, interrupting your own train of thought. And you're in this position listening to me right now. Well, because you're listening to the free version of this show. You're not even getting all the content, and now you have to listen to me. Is this what you want? Is it really? You want to hear this? You want to hear me? That just can't possibly be what you want. So if you want to rectify that issue, go to therightstuff.biz/paywall. You can make one-time donations and get 3 months, 6 months, even a year. So why are you doing this to yourself? This has to be especially troubling because I'm not even going to check the audio and how this sounds. So you could also be listening to just terrible audio right now. So why not just stop doing this to yourself and get behind the paywall at therightstuff.biz/paywall.
It doesn't do any good to talk about this. Like, no, it does no good to hide this stuff. And you're still trying to put it back in the fucking toothpaste tube after it's all been squeezed out today. It's pathetic.
Right, right. Yeah, but hold on a second. I don't want to go past this message yet because look at what his interlocutor says next. He says exactly. So after Pedro says, well, first we don't talk about it, not in the open. His interlocutor says exactly. So why even talk about it here? There's no point. I mean, he's kind of right.
Right.
Like, that guy is kind of right. He's kind of like, if we're not going to talk about it in the open, why are we even talking about it at all? Why are you bugging me about this? Why are you making me feel uncomfortable? Like, I want to just be cucked.
Yep.
And move forward. You're creating this cognitive dissonance here.
Where you want
to talk about it privately. And then Pedro says this: acknowledging it among ourselves and organizing ourselves and our movements in ways that cannot be subverted is critical. Well, the only way you can do that is by talking about it openly. Mm-hmm. The NJP is organizing ourselves in a way that cannot be subverted by Jews. You know how we're doing it? You're not allowed to join if you're a Jew.
Right. And he says it right here.
Be part of our thing if you're a Jew.
The problem.
That's what it is. We don't have Jews. So, like, that's our movement.
Oh, this
we,
is old. Not,
and,
December 18th, 2019. Okay. The problem with being a big con is, a big conservative, is that you become dependent on the money. Who do you think bankrolls conservatives? Mostly Jewish Zionist types who, surprise, are just as opposed to white racial consciousness as the left is. That's totally 100% true.
Wait, is he talking about
this isn't like unsophisticated, like, pretend anti-Semitism, like Cookie Monster jokes, or they're cheap and they're bad landlord. This is somewhat sophisticated politically.
He has a sophisticated understanding of the Jewish question.
Hey, McNabb, I can hear you.
So is he opposed to, does he talk about the Twitter account, racial consciousness?
You got to turn it up a little bit, though.
Yeah, you're too quiet. Sorry.
Fuck.
I had a funny joke.
Oh, the account, racial consciousness. Yeah.
Is he talking about NATO and race? Yes. No, but that's the thing. That's kind of like, because as I was reading this stuff last night, I was saying to Stryker, like, there's no way this guy can come back. Stryker's like, I don't know if he apologizes, says it wasn't, that was basically exactly what he's doing now. Maybe Jews will. And I was like, because when you see the substance of this, I mean, look, maybe I'm wrong. If this guy survives, I'll be very surprised. I mean, he might keep his Twitter account or something like that.
Well,
but
the thing is, he's part of the DeSantis op, so he's probably going to survive. Yeah, that's a good McNabb. Thank you. Because, like,
I don't know. He'll survive that. I think he will probably keep his job at Paul Gottfried's magazine, Chronicles. I do not think, which is basically a sort of a race realist type edgy right wing thing. Like Jeffrey Tucker was involved in that. I think like Jared Taylor's been involved in it in the past. Peter Brimlow's been involved in it. Like all of those types have been involved in this magazine, and it's Paul Gottfried's magazine. I think Spencer maybe was involved at some point when he was friends with Paul Gottfried. You know, Paul Gottfried's the one who came up with the term alternative right, even like years ago. So,
No, that's not what he did. He was the parrot in Aladdin, right?
So
is there some joke? Is there?
So the bang poster here responds: conclusion, not our guy, but adjacent. It would be fun to have a conversation with and hear some experiences. I 100% disagree with that. There's no such thing as adjacent. Adjacent to us means totally unreliable, untrustworthy, cowardly, and a loser. And I don't need to have a conversation with Pedro.
He said content
about
that I liked, and I kind of chuckled at it, and I thought it was amusing.
But hold on a second, though. It's not even just that, because this isn't content. This is private messages. So what it is that he showed
privately.
Yeah, but
I'm consuming this content.
I understand that, but hold on a second. What happened is Pedro said privately that he understands the JQ in like almost exactly the same way that we do.
Right.
Like there's a few things I could quibble with around the edges of his understanding of it, but maybe his understanding of it also seems to evolve and he seems to get like better about it, right? So given this, he's not adjacent. He's our enemy.
Yeah. That's what I was getting to.
He knows all of these things.
And his content has nothing to do with this.
Yeah, he does this.
Basically the falsehood of the fantasy that a shitty conservative commentator you like is secretly our guy. It does no good to be secretly our guy. Because
that's
my
point.
He's been found out, and he's not going to be secretly our guy. He's like, oh, God, please put my secret back.
Yes, he's out there saying, this was a dark time. Nope. I don't think this way anymore. And no Jew would ever believe that. I don't believe it. Nobody, frankly, believes it. Nobody believes it. So typically that type of apology is I think some kind of declaration of like, I can like, don't worry. I'll be trustworthy from here on out or something. But the thing is that it's not just that he is saying LOL Jews. He's also basically plotting against them. He's like plotting to subvert Jews in secret, and they found out about it. And so, yeah, I don't see him surviving anything but that one gig with Gottfried, who probably is like browbeating him
right
now.
I don't
really
care if he survives anything. I want to talk more about what this means.
Well,
for
I'm interested in whether he does or not. Well, I want the clout of being. I don't want my clout to diminish because I predicted that he wouldn't survive this, and now so I'm terrified of losing online clout.
I care so much.
If I made
now.
A wrong prediction, that means my internet life is basically over. Correct?
I don't want to make a prediction. Well, yeah. What, Alex? Go ahead.
Breitbart is basically like running a hit piece on this guy now.
Yeah.
Apologizing. What I'm reading on Breitbart looks like it could have come from HuffPo.
Yeah.
Because that's
conservatism. And he's bending over and taking
thing.
It. He's bending over and taking it. And he's begging for forgiveness. He is saying that he's not really anti-Semitic anymore. I guess this is 4 years ago, 2019. This is a dark time in his life, 2019, and he's a different person now. And you've got Ian Miles Chong Power fucking retweeting that. Be like, things that you said in jest years should not be defined you. Right-wing cancellation. Like, these are not things he said in jest, and these things do define him. Like, these excuses are pathetic.
And also, on top of that,
Remember. Actually, no. What defines him is like being a yellow belly. What defines him is absolute cowardice, because he holds all of these convictions. He knows all this, and he's desperately trying to sweep it back under the rug so he can keep having a career.
And he's trying to get Ron DeSantis elected.
Yes, that too.
I'm sorry. I know. We all have anxious things we want to say, but I want to say something else here. The people that did this to him are Trump supporters. This was done, this was leaked. Yeah. Literally, this was an op from Trump supporters to hurt DeSantis.
Yep.
And he talks a lot about, liking Fuentes and Greupers then later on in the thing. And I'm telling you, Pedro, who do you think did this to you, bro? Who do you think did this to you? Because, and frankly, Jews have had this for a long time. I forget the name of the Jew. Stryker mentioned it last night on the show, and Borzoi said something about this morning, that there's this Jew out there who's been essentially kind of threatening Pedro, for a while, vaguely saying to him, yeah, we have, you better shut up, or, we have stuff on you.
Is that the Schwartz guy?
Basically, they've had this for a while.
Is it the Arthur Schwartz guy? The guy that
I think that's the guy.
Who tweeted the RIP Pedro?
Yeah.
Why is it... Interesting. So saying things about Jews is RIP, huh? Interesting. Is everything that we say true? It's just another one of those things. Oh, wow. The Jewish question has totally been disproven by Pedro's total fucking cancellation. I'm just looking at
Patrick Casey was trying to stick up for Pedro by saying the left is going after him.
Did Patrick Casey tweet that hilarious picture of the guy in the beach letting the sand go through his face? He responds to everything. Patrick Casey's really hilarious. He's got this one reaction image he uses no matter what's being said to him. He's a hilarious man. He's a good meme star, that guy.
Well, the Jews are responding to Patrick Casey with literal just poo-poo pee-pee. that's what they were responding to him with. He was saying, why are Pedro is now being condemned by the right using the language of the left, and Jews were just poo-poo pee-pee. You know why? Yeah. Because when you talk in right and left, Jews hear poo-poo pee-pee, because that's what right and left is poo-poo pee-pee for the goyim. So when you buy into that paradigm, when you buy into that dichotomy, when you think that's the relevant split in the political universe, is right and left does cancel, left does don't do right, the cancel for things you say, that's the left doing that. So why are you acting like the left?
I'm looking at a Breitbart article, and this legitimately looks like Huffington Post. Right. They got a quote here.
The left.
The Anti-Defamation League notes that anti-Semites will regularly include triple parentheses called an echo around Jewish person's name communicating.
Yeah,
and also, this article is really fucking long.
That's because there's a lot of content. There's a lot of messages. Pedro obviously has this structure well thought out.
Like a Huffington Post hit piece on a fascist.
Yeah.
Yes. I would not be able to tell the difference.
This is pretty annoying, huh? All this can go away. You bought a paywall at rightstuff.biz/paywall. You can use crypto, e-checks, mail in a money order, or even use your credit card on Sven's Odyssey channel. The link will be below in the show notes. That's therightstuff.biz/paywall.
On a blind taste test, which one?
Well, it's because conservatives are your worst enemy, and you have to get that through your thick skull.
And that's because right and left is poo-poo pee-pee. And so that Jew that responded to Patrick Casey with poo-poo pee-pee is correct, because right and left is poo-poo pee-pee. It's poo-poo versus pee-pee. And so the Breitbart commenters, some of them picked up on this. What was funny is, some of them were just saying, "Who influencer? I don't know who this guy is." Okay, then thanks for chiming in, bud.
Let's look at the comments.
But a lot of them were saying, I don't know. Maybe it's there's probably hundreds of thousands by now. There was 2,000 last night. Yeah.
Yeah.
So there was 2,000 last night, and the things I mainly saw were them saying, "I don't know who this guy is. What are you talking about, influencer?" And then another one was they were saying, this is just a stupid hit piece. What is this? Why is Breitbart acting like the left?
Wow. I mean, there's the big questions, because it's not it's all Jewish.
Oh, no.
I'm reading the comments. Oh, no.
Oh, so I'm reading Pedro's apology tweet. No. I am blown away.
Oh, no. I'm sorry. Go ahead. Read it. I'm sorry. Don't get mad.
Go ahead. Hit me with it.
I'm blown away by the amount of support I've received from every corner amid this smear campaign by Trump's camp. I cannot express in words how much it means that so many are standing with me, even those who have vehemently disagreed with me in the past. The only reason my private messages I exchange with Trump supporters from a different, dumb season of my life, are being used against me is that I've become the most effective critic of Trump since jumping off the Trump train. I'm going to address the smear at length, but I'm not going to let the Trump campaign silence me. Thanks again so much to everyone who is defending me and offering grace. And then Ian Miles Chong responds, right-wing cancel culture is just as cringe when it comes to the left. I'm sorry, when it comes from the left. Oh, God, see, from and to, I got those mixed up. Now it means a totally different thing. Now the Holocaust is
real. Now the Holocaust is real.
Wow, I mistranslated that. Your remarks in the past, joking or otherwise, cannot and should not define who you are. That is so fucking ridiculous. That is so... And Pedro wants to call people cuckolded. That's good. Do you remember, like, you want to talk about cuckolding? Remember cuckservative? Like, that's the it comes from being cuckolded. What is, a cuckold is a man who is unbeknownst to himself raising another man's children because his wife got fucked by another dude. It's a thing that happens in nature, I guess. And
no, the cuckoo bird does that.
Is it the cuckoo bird that does that?
I think that's what it comes to. The cuckoo bird is like part of the reproductive strategy of the cuckoo, of the male cuckoo.
Watching this unfold and thinking about conservatives and how they act specifically on this issue, calling them is an insult to the cuckold. Because conservatives are even worse.
The cuckold, at least the cuckold has a reproductive strategy.
Also the cuckold is supposed to be, before the age of like porn addiction and fetish crap, the cuckold is sort of unaware that this has happened to him.
Right.
The conservative knows that it's happening, and they're going along with it for whatever they think is their advantage, their reproductive strategy. Pedro is going to grovel because he thinks that's how he thinks he needs to get out of this. He could pretend that 4 years ago he was a different person. He could pretend that sophisticated level of understanding of Jewish funding of both parties, and even Ian Miles Chong is going to look at this as cancel culture, which is just Jewish punishing people who get out of line from right or the left.
Yeah.
And they're going to like, they know better, and they're going to go along with this fucking, they're going to read this script anyway. They are more pathetic than any cuckolded fucking species, any man, any fucking cuckoo bird. Like, cuckold doesn't even begin to describe the craven, belly-crawling cowardice of these people. And look at, I'm sorry. I'm so fucking,
here's the thing.
It makes me really mad. Like, and to have like people on our board like desperately looking for validation from people out there like, this guy's adjacent, he's secretly our guy. No, they're not. There are no secret our guys. If there's secret, right, our guy, then their guy. Pedro, secret, you might as well join the Joe Biden campaign. I think I said that on Prep, did I? Did I do that joke already?
Just be
a Biden guy.
This is my question.
You want somebody to beat Trump? Biden's going to beat Trump. You should just join his campaign. You'd be a winner for once. You want to fuck around with DeSantis. I guess, I hope you're getting paid good money for it.
I actually said this a while ago, and it was not received very well, but
of course
the question
not, because,
is a valid one. I said, look, if you're going to infiltrate a party to try and do something like why are you infiltrating Republicans? Why not infiltrate Democrats? Democrats are more critical of Israel.
They might accidentally cut you a check for like benefits.
Democrats are more critical of Israel. Also,
I mean,
like,
you want to talk about, you want to get butthurt about COVID. You want to talk about COVID. Get butthurt about COVID lockdowns and stuff. You know who like got out there and made sure that white people got as few COVID bucks as possible? Republicans.
Republicans, right. Like, you could actually put money in white people's
pockets.
That's
what Joe Manchin was doing.
Democrats.
Joe Manchin was shooting bills because they had pro, you know, whites would accidentally get some.
That
fucking,
was Joe Manchin's job. Yeah. Joe Manchin's job as the Democrat turncoat was to like make sure like people from his own state, his own whitest state in the country, get nothing from federal benefits. That's literally his job. His job is to make sure his constituents actually don't get anything from the federal government. But it is kind of a funny question. You infiltrators, why don't you infiltrate Democrats? Why don't you infiltrate Democrats who hate Israel and are willing to give out welfare bucks to cut funding from Israel and give money to white people? Why not try that?
That's a good question.
I mean, if infiltration is a strategy, why not do that?
I mean, especially since there's no real like ideological difference between these two parties anyway.
Well, right. Both of them will cancel you if they find out you hate Jews or you say things like Jews are subversive in a private chat. So the other
it's not like Republicans aren't degenerates.
Right. It's not like they're not pro-gay and pro-black, because they are. So the another question here is, what is exactly cancel culture? And let's think about this for a second. So the idea of being anti-cancel culture on the right, so-called, on the poo-poo or pee-pee side of the spectrum, is this idea that, like, if I say something, like, critical or joking about some protected group, like gays or trannies, or if I just think because I'm Christian that I think homosexuality is a sin, I should just be allowed to believe that, and I don't want to get canceled for it. It's like, well, no, this is actually proven that cancel culture is an entirely valid thing when Republicans decide to cancel people for not liking Jews, because it's basically the same premise. Like, you can't be – we hold this group to be sacred and inviolable, and so you can't participate in society if you have bad views on them, right, if you think bad things about them. And the very fact that conservatives will overwhelmingly agree with this idea – and remember Ben Shapiro said, like, we have to find racists and we have to ruin their lives. He said this on Dave Rubin's show. So that's what it is. So you can't say, like, cancel culture. And Republicans always try and remove the statements made that people were canceled for from any actual content. They always – it was a joke. It was just politically incorrect speech. It was like, no. Like, if these groups are actually sacred and inviolable, if homosexuals and niggers and Jews are sacred and inviolable, then you should remove people that say bad things about them or think bad. You should do that. Right. Mm-hmm. And so then the question is, so your position should either be groups are not sacred and inviolable, or else they, you know, if they are, if it's really bad to say something bad about a Jew, then you believe in cancel culture too. So shut the fuck up about it. So either let things fly or shut up. And the fact is, conservatives, most of them will say, you know, like I have people on that Breitbart comment thread saying, well, this guy's a racist POS.
We got to shut out the comments, it looks like. It says, well, Pedro does seem to have TDS, which is always a sign of a weak, hate-filled mind.
I'm sure that our people have been all over that comment.
No, I'm making a joke here because they said Trump's TDS, but
yes,
what they really meant – this is actually a funny little observation, though, is the if you have Trump derangement syndrome, then you're just a racist.
Well, what's also
you're actually a racist.
That's well, yes. You know why? Because racist means a bad person, and that's actually how conservatives understand it.
Right.
And so like if you like Trump, and someone else doesn't like Trump, that person's a racist. Why? Well, I can't actually explain that. But like, also, if you like Trump, aren't you a racist? If you want Mexicans deported, aren't you a racist? No, I'm not a racist. Because for conservatives, the thing is, I fucking absolutely hate the left. But one thing I will say,
if you're hearing my voice right now, something has gone terribly, terribly wrong. Unless this is just how you want to live, who am I to tell people to stop listening to free content that's constantly interrupted, that has to deal with my voice and whatever audio quality this is going to come out in? Who am I to tell people that they should be getting behind the paywall at therightstuff.biz/paywall? Especially if they're not white, which I assume that's what you probably are if you're hearing my voice right now. That's just my assumption. I could be wrong, but I mean, if you're not white, legally you do have to tell me that you're not white. I told Sven that I'd record some commercials for him, and at first I thought I was going to put some effort into it, but then I realized, why don't I just ramble in the dumbest way possible and force you to listen to it? Because that's what you're doing right now. You are listening to this. Mike was probably saying something very interesting, something very insightful, and now you're listening to me. Is this really what you want? Is this how you want to live? Do you want to be non-white? Because again, I just assume that's what you are. You could always fix that. You could rectify this problem by going to therightstuff.biz/paywall and and getting yourself a subscription, and then you'll never have to hear me again, you know, unless I'm filling it or something.
Say is they have coherent definitions. Conservatives do not.
Well,
they do not have coherent definitions. They cannot. They actually cannot think.
I hate the right more because they accept.
I hate the right a lot.
They accept
I hate them more, and the reason I hate them more is because they don't have any coherent definitions. Well, they cannot talk about anything.
Well, they accept every premise that their enemy lays out for them, and then they labor under it. Just like forever. That's what they do.
I don't even know if they do. I don't think they fully understand their enemy's premises.
That's possible. Because
like I said, they, because in order to understand the left's premises, you have to understand concrete ideas and definitions. You have to understand the idea of a group. You have to understand the idea of do you get, I mean, and the thing is, the other question is, do you actually understand this, but your language and the way you talk has been so stunted by the rhetoric that you've been fed from conservatives for so long that you cannot articulate any of this, or you're afraid to articulate any of it. Because what actually is cancel culture? What does it mean? What would a conservative say? Cancel culture is when you get shut down because you say something politically incorrect. What the fuck does that mean? That's just another set of euphemisms. What does it mean? Well, it's cultural Marxism. What is that? What is it? Well, it's the wokeness out of control. What the fuck is that? Social justice warriors. It's the left. What is it? They can't tell you. They cannot tell you what it is.
But they can tell you who's not a conservative.
Well, racists.
Like,
racists are not conservative. If they were going to give you, I guarantee fucking to you, if any of these fucking people were to give you one concrete definition of a conservative, it would be somebody who's not racist. That's what they would tell you.
I mean, like, this comment kind of sums it up. Whoever embraces the notion that this piece of work is a conservative needs to be talked to. We do not share such views and do not care to be around those that embrace such hate. These are the people that give actual conservatives a bad reputation, a false reputation. They need to be called out and put in their place. They do not belong in proper civil society.
Okay, so you believe in cancel culture?
Yeah, you believe in canceling racists.
So you're a leftist. Because does the left cancel? The left does not cancel non-racists. They think that, you know why the left canceled me? Because I'm so against racism and they're racist. That's why I was canceled by the left. They can't stand how virtuous I am in my anti-racism.
I was making them look
so
bad
angry
because
about
I was so much more anti-racist than them. They couldn't take it, so they canceled
they
me.
They had to cancel me.
They couldn't handle it. Couldn't handle the bad press.
Like, you've never seen anybody less racist than me.
Hmm.
I've seen this in real life conservatives too, like this attitude of you aren't a real conservative.
Well, why are you constantly? Why can't? What is a real conservative then?
Right. That's all. That's
well, it's somebody who's not racist. I mean, that's ultimately the only thing it would come down to.
Tell me more about your ideology. How does it work? What is it you stand for? And I think at best they might say something like flag, maybe Bible,
limited government, and no racism.
Gun.
They would probably say, well, first of all, we're not racist. Secondly, we want low taxes. Thirdly, question mark, question mark, question mark. Other than that, I don't know. I
mean, the things that they name are not even actually political. Like,
right, they're just
talking about your religion and faith. Like, okay, so you for a theocracy? Oh, you're not?
Right, well, but we live in a secular democracy.
Right.
Well, so-called, right. Yeah,
And you're not trying to implement one.
Right, you're not trying to you're not trying to force everybody through the force of law to go take the Eucharist, so... I mean,
yeah,
people
so
done,
it's
in
not
the
a
past,
political
states
project
have,
of yours.
States have done that in the past.
Yeah.
They have forced the people in their territory to adhere to a certain religion. I mean, that has absolutely been done.
It makes me have more respect for Muslims when they actually do that. They literally just set out to do it.
There's no separation of church and state in Islamic world. It's the same.
Like, what was that town or part of some city where the Muslim council banned the pride flag?
Yeah, that was in like Dearborn or something.
And I'm like, well, where are the religious conservatives to do that? Why haven't they pulled that off?
Well, because they're not racist. Because they believe in freedom.
Surely there's town councils and city councils all over this country that are literally nothing but ostensible Christians on them, right?
Yes, I'm sure. Yeah, and they have not done it.
Yeah.
Why? Because we're conservatives. We're not racist. Unlike those Muslims. Muslims are racist. Why do you hate? You know why I don't like Muslims? Because they're racist.
Just like the Second Amendment shit. Okay, so what do you intend to accomplish?
I want more black people to have guns because I'm not racist.
Yeah.
That's why I love the Second Amendment, because niggers need to have lots of guns. I'm not a racist. You Democrats, gun control hurts black people. Black people need to have more and more and more and more guns, Democrat racist.
And obviously,
if you think they haven't been saying this for years, they have.
Right.
They absolutely fucking have.
Even stuff like the First Amendment, like, all right, so you agree with the left that certain people, because of their speech, should just be, canceled and removed from polite society?
Should be removed from...
Yeah, removed from civil society, so you don't agree on that?
Should somebody who says the kind of things about Jews at Page, should they be allowed to prosper? Should society, let them prosper and live, or should they be punished? Well, since I'm not a racist... Right, the number one principle of conservatism is not being racist. That is literally the number one principle.
These comments are going to give me brain cancer.
Yeah.
Any guesses where the original German Marxist academics were expelled to? German Marxist academics.
Well, the actual
German Marxist
Jewish academics. Marxists in Germany came to America.
Jewish!
Yeah. Yeah, wait, hold on a second. Why are you saying German? So here's my question. Why is it okay to single out Germans, but not Jews?
Because Germans are racist.
Oh, right. Yeah. Like all the movie, in all the movies, the German guy is a racist. Right. Yeah. Okay. That makes sense. Because I saw a movie where a German guy had the circular glasses and a funny accent and was acting all weird. And he was a racist. That affected my worldview. If that didn't affect your worldview, you're not a conservative.
Here's a conservative calling Pedro a self-hating Hispanic.
Wait, no, he never said anything hateful about himself.
This is
what did he say? What did he say that was hateful?
He kind of said that his people couldn't survive without white people running the country. Which is
so. I mean, that's true.
Yeah,
he's just right about that. Well, I would say so. Wait, if Hispanics, Hispanic, we're talking about mixed race, Indio, white, right? We're talking about mixed race people, right? Look, I don't even feel like reasoning with these people, frankly. It's not worth it.
There's a glimmer of hope. There is a debate going on in here. This guy is saying that Breitbart's disowning this creep is a strategic move that half my fellow conservatives aren't appreciating in here. This guy's like this, the left props up and says, see, this is what they all are. Rabid racist bigots. Sometimes you got to cut off the arm to save the body. Oof. I think that Breitbart did the right thing for the conservatives.
Wait, why do you give a fuck what the left says?
That's somebody actually, to their credit, they came back and hit him with that. Said that he's allowing the left to dictate the terms to him.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Does he have a response to that?
He says he disagrees. It ignores the basic reality of life. And the reality is that we are at war with the American-hating left. And war requires strategy and clever maneuvers.
Now you're getting into copes. I don't want to hear.
Yeah,
you.
No,
that's not an. That's not an answer.
Let's keep going though. I'm curious how bad it gets.
That's such a non-answer. That's disgusting. Go ahead.
It's not wrong to dishonor, discredit an alleged conservative bigot if he's bad for conservatism. So what even is conservative? Whatever. Anyway.
Well, he seems to be begging the question though. He's begging the question here.
Yeah.
Like he can't break out of the idea that it's bad to not submit to the left categories. Right. If you don't accept leftist categories and leftist basic ideas on this,
yeah,
that's bad for you. Why?
Yeah, because he goes on.
Well,
to
because
say,
look, but... we have to be very strategic and we can't be pinned down by the left. Well, no. Why not? This is actually some people don't understand what begging the question means. That is textbook example of what begging the question is.
Right.
Yeah.
The left isn't dictating those terms. It's our own good conscience, right? And so the guy had hit him with
it's not.
The left terms
he brought
are your
transgender
own...
thing. And this guy's like, oh, that doesn't, that's apples and oranges. It's inapplicable here. It's about a guy who is known in certain circles as a conservative, but who allegedly expressed rabidly racist ideas.
Conservatives at their word. Here's our radical approach to people. And Sven laid this out in a private chat we were having the other day, which is like, because people were debating whether Jim Caviezel is like woke on the Jews because his new movie about pedophiles.
Hey, everybody. Jordan Peterson here. I wrote a book about 12 rules for how to live your life. And I have a 13th rule for you. Subscribe to TRS. Go to therightstuff.biz/paywall and pick the payment option that best suits your needs.
He's not pointing the finger at Jews. He's like saving Mexican children from like a pedophile ring that's like run by elites, but he never says anything about Jews. And so people were wondering, does he know about the Jewish thing or not? And Sven came in to clarify the question saying, I just take people at their word.
Yeah.
What he says publicly is how he should be treated. And that's how I'm going to treat Pedro.
Right.
And that's how I'm going to treat anyone. Yeah, I'm sure that like behind the scenes, a lot of people whisper about this stuff, but so, I don't care anymore. What matters politically, what matters publicly is what you say publicly.
Mm-hmm.
That's what you're promoting in society. That's what you're putting out into the general social discourse. What you say publicly, your private messages don't mean shit. What you think, what you say in your DMs, what you think in your brain, it doesn't actually matter. What matters if you're in the business of trying to affect public discourse by saying things with your mouth or with your pen, then what you're fucking doing is affecting discourse with what you say. That's where I'm going to treat you. I'm not going to give you leniency because I think you're secretly based. So Jim Caviezel's movie can fuck off.
Right.
Because he's promoting a story that's not true. And it was very funny that he himself even said people that screened his film started whispering amongst themselves about Epstein Island. Yet he still has nothing to say about the Jewish issue and child sexual abuse, even though he did a whole movie about child sexual abuse.
Well,
so,
our commenter here did give us a little insight into what politically is expected of right-wingers in America. It says, the job of Republicans is to protect our borders, maintain good relations with foreign nations, follow the Constitution, and protect our freedoms. They should set the example for good leadership that benefits everyone and not create a tyranny of the minority like the left does. If the Republicans do the right thing, they don't need to hold hands. People will follow.
Oh, man. Stryker has a novelty take here. He just messaged me. Forgive me for revealing the content of private DMs here. But what he said was he said, like,
this is a dark season of Stryker's life, so we can't define him by whatever you're about to say.
He's like, the fact that this was a Trump gay op is possibly why it doesn't seem to immediately be working. So I might be wrong. I might end up wrong. That this is actually going to ruin Pedro.
What's
because
it baffling
seems like,
to me is like, I don't care about it. It's like, why are Jews spending so much money making sure that it's not Trump who loses to Biden in 2024? It's crazy that like this, all this wrangling is happening behind the scenes to like, to like for
well
like RFK and like
that.
It's just I'm sure you do it. I'm just like, I'm sitting here like, if there, none of these clowns are gonna pull out a victory anywhere.
Yeah,
it's just,
I have a theory on that.
Okay, let me have
and
it
the
then.
Theory is that once Trump loses this primary, he's done. He's gone. He's a, as a political force, he's done, and that whole chapter will be over. I'm not saying that's definitely true. I'm saying that's the theory behind why they are doing, and I actually suspect that it will be true. I suspect that if Trump does lose the primary to DeSantis, that will be it for him as a public figure. And I think Trump should just ask BB for asylum. I mean, that's the best thing for him. Just get him asylum in Israel. Now, you said, and to further this, you said that you had not heard, and there might be a hiccup here. Hold on a second.
Bitch.
Okay. So you said you had not heard the
no,
audio.
No, this audio. No, I hadn't heard it. No.
Of Trump. Okay, so, I mean, I could put the video up, but it's just a still picture of Trump, like, because it's an audio recording, okay. So I'll just play it here. So here's one of the reasons they want Trump gone, is this kind of activity that he's doing right here.
Okay.
Now, just so you understand, he was set up by a Jewish journalist named, I think, Martha Glasser? I know her last name is Glasser. She works for The New Yorker. Martha or Margaret or something like that. Glasser. She's the one of the women now in the room is CNN is saying it's a staffer. So the main woman who's talking with Trump is a staffer who I think is also setting him up, by the way, when you hear the audio. And then the reporter Glasser is also in the room. So listen to this. Is actually quite a funny audio. Listen to this.
The bad, sick people.
That was your coup, you know. against you.
Or started right at the
like
beginning.
When Millie's talking about, oh, you were going to try to do a coup. No, they were trying to do that before you even were sworn in. That's right. Trying to overthrow your election.
Well, with Millie, let me see that. I'll show you an example. He said that I wanted to attack Iran.
Check out this classified document.
It was this thing just came up. Look. This was him. They presented me this. This is off the record, but they presented me this.
This is off the record.
This was him. This was the Defense Department and him. We looked at some. This was him. This wasn't done by me. This was him. All sorts of stuff. It's pages long. Look. Wait a minute. Let's see here. Wait a minute.
Yeah.
I just found, isn't that amazing? This totally wins my case, you know.
No, it doesn't.
Except it is like highly confidential, secret. There's a secret information. But look at this. You attack. And
Hillary would print that out all the time.
You know? She'd send it, no, she'd send it to Anthony Weiner. The pervert. By the way, isn't that incredible?
Yeah.
I was just saying, because we were talking about
tremendous.
It. And you know, he said he wanted to attack Iran and what?
He said the papers.
This was done by the military, given to me. I think we can probably, right?
I don't know. We'll have to see. Yeah, we'll have to try to figure out.
See, as president, I could have declassified it. Now I can't, you know, but this is classified.
Now we have a problem.
Isn't that interesting?
Yeah.
It's so cool. It's so unlucky.
So cool.
And you probably almost didn't believe me, but now you believe me.
No, I believe you.
It's incredible, right?
No, they
bring some bring some cokes in, please.
Bring some cokes in, please. So, what's going on here? What's that?
I think I'm baffled. I can't believe this fucking guy.
Pretty obvious what's kind of going on there, but just for some context, this is probably at Mar-a-Lago in 2021.
Okay.
And in the room, there's two women voices there. You can't really differentiate them, but
I thought it was one woman.
Yeah, there's two. There's one who did most of the talking is so-called staffer. But we don't know who that is. And then the other one is Miss Glaser that CNN just identifies as writer. However, here's the funny thing. Nobody should ever talk to this Glaser person again because she was recording him in this interview. And she then took her – after he said it's off the record, she took this audio and gave it to the government.
Right.
And this is part of the case against Trump because basically she's saying, yeah, he showed me – top secret. And look, I mean, this is basically what's funny is people are like, why would they put this out? It's like, dude, this is an ironclad case against him in the secret documents case. I don't really care about that because I don't really give a shit about Trump's legal prospects. Like if they put him in jail, I don't care.
Right.
But what is funny is sort of the content of that is kind of funny. But the other thing is that you could easily make the argument, well, Trump, obviously the Pentagon has a war plan against Iran, and they probably update it every year, if not every month.
Mm-hmm.
And whether they put that into action or not, the point of having it is when the president does give the order or is told by his Jewish handlers to give the order, then there's a plan ready to go. And so that's like you could easily just be showing that. But and Stryker's theory on this is Trump purloined. Because when you look at all the documents that Trump grabbed and had at Mar-a-Lago, all of them have something to do with Iran or Syria or any state that's enemies with Israel. So it's clear to me that Trump was trying to give these to the Israelis in exchange for further support of him or something along those lines. Or maybe Trump might just be a fucking Israeli
spy. He might
be
doing it for free.
Yeah, he might just be doing it because he's the king of Israel.
Right.
Right. He might just literally be a fucking Israeli asset. And therefore, he even as president, I mean, every fucking operative of our government is an Israeli asset.
No red, so that's just not really orange, blue, and white.
Well, with him, it might just literally, he might literally just be doing that. But anyway, but I actually don't think so. I think the fact that one of the reasons that Jews want Trump gone is this type of behavior.
Right,
like he takes these documents, he puts them in a bathroom at Mar-a-Lago, and then when he feels like he's just showing them to reporters, he's like, look at this, look what I got here, look at this, this is wild, crazy, keep bringing some cokes in, you know, it's like, So that's why they want
Diet Trump Coke.
Because it's not like Ron DeSantis.
I'm glad you
won't
him.
Won't do war with Iran, right? It's not like he's against that. He'll do that. That's I think one reason Jews are really wanting him.
Can we talk about Ron DeSantis real fast?
Sure. What do you got?
Check this out.
The dog thing.
The dog.
Oh yeah, I was gonna. We did talk about that on prep. Yes.
Wait, what? Mike was gonna say what? Did we all miss that? Is that because this is the free fag edition? Go to therightstuff.biz/paywall for your subscription today.
Ron DeSantis has once again betrayed the white race.
Law banning discrimination against dog breeds enacted by DeSantis. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis. Did he sign this legislation like in Israel, or was he at home for it? Like where?
Yeah. Did he?
He signed.
Well, you know
it,
why he did?
He signed
this.
It. He signed it at Michael Vick's estate.
You know why he did this? He did this because conservatives aren't racist, and libtards need to understand this.
With this law, restrictions in municipal and public housing will be uplifted against dog breeds, especially pit bulls. Dogs will be judged based on their behavior instead of their breed. Content of their character. I mean, you can't make that shit up.
Hey, look, we can work with that one, too. I mean, that's the case to be like, okay, that pit bull is aggressive.
Well, a lot of people have a pit bull that hasn't mauled a toddler yet.
That's true. So we have to wait for the pit bull to maul a toddler before we can discriminate against them?
This is one of the most Republican things. You know, Mike was talking about how they're committed to proving how non-racist they are. Mm-hmm. It's like Martin Luther King. He wouldn't hurt pit bulls.
Here's my question. Why don't you just legalize drunk driving? Because, look, you haven't crashed yet. Right?
Take what's mine. Legalize drunk driving.
Just legalize drunk driving. Because... like, lots of times people drive drunk and they don't crash. So if the real thing that you want to stop is people crashing, not people being drunk.
I can't believe you're giving Bierman all this clout right now.
He actually supports this?
He has a song called Legalized Drunk Driving, and it's fucking hilarious. Oh, God. I just contributed to it. It's a really funny song he did called Legalized Drunk Driving.
Okay. That's sort of my immediate thought of like, well, we have to wait till the pit bull mauls a toddler before we destroy it. I'm like, well, why don't we just then not persecute people for driving drunk? Like, wait till they actually kill a pedestrian, and then we can punish them. Wait till they actually maul a toddler, and then
And it's like this is a conservative project here.
Columbus Town, and the skyline was delicious. Along came a beerman, queerman, said he was a politician. I'm going downtown to break new ground with a message most inspiring. I'm asking folks to cast their votes and legalize drunk driving. When we legalize drunk driving, football will be outpaced by the breathless water cooler talk after every NASCAR race. And the sport of golf will much improve, driving pickups on the green. Well, the roads are paved with bones and brains, and a red light just means look both ways when we legalize drunk driving. When we legalize drunk driving, we'll have booze cruise class for kids. And they'll pay me lots to teach their tots, cause I'm the best there is. I don't know why you're getting mad, it sounds reasonable to me. I'm asking folks to cast their votes, we'll have two cup holders full of Jacks and Cokes. Legalize drunk driving. When we legalize drunk driving, the drunk tank will serve gin. And the bars will all ban taxi cabs unless you drive one in. And you'll be allowed to kill your pals if they try and take your keys. I said I'm fine, give me what's mine. I'll stay my ass in the blurry lines when we legalize drunk driving.
I disavow.
I will never be able to listen to
you. With me and legalize drunk driving.
Beerman, you need to be talking to the DeSantis campaign.
Yeah.
I'll never NJP be able to listen to Big Rock Candy Mountain the same way ever again.
Keep side it to another tune. Do it to the Rocky Top.
Oh.
Do it to a bunch of different songs. Anyway, I don't know how to follow that up. I mean,
I don't know what brought that on. I don't know why he did
the only
that,
thing I could have said was like, you should like have worked more libertarian ideological reasoning for legalizing drunk driving. Like, look, I haven't killed anyone yet. Like, I've been drunk driving for years.
It's a victimless crime.
Haven't killed anyone.
Like,
haven't
who's
killed
the, when you drunk yeah. when you drive until drunk, there's like, a victim. Who's the victim? Who's the victim
and
of
then,
the booze
and
cruise?
Then that's the crime. The hurting the victim is the right. crime until you've hurt someone you haven't committed a crime. This is literally the libertarian reason.
We could just get drunk
until
driving
you've
insurance.
Hurt someone you haven't.
Right.
Until the pit bull has mauled someone, it hasn't.
Mm.
So what we want to do is it's like, yeah, right. I never could, take I, preventative
I actually,
measures.
I can tie this to Big Rock Candy Mountain. Okay. Do you remember that back in the day there was a cinnamon liqueur or liquor and
back in the day
it was really high proof.
Was it Aftershock?
Aftershock? Yes, Aftershock.
It had like the sugar crystals inside?
It had the sugar crystals in there, yeah.
And the more crystals it formed, the more booze was in the liquid and it got just stronger and stronger because that was leaching out. Yeah. I remember
Aftershock. You know they had to stop doing that? They had to stop with the fucking sugar crystals in there?
No, I can imagine.
Because people would break the bottles open to get the fucking candy out of there.
All right, I didn't know that.
And they'd get injured.
Themselves?
Yeah.
Very injured.
Cut themselves. They'd be drunk by that point because they'd already drank all the liquid. And like, I want those nice alcohol soaked sugar crystals. And then, oh, wow, but I'm drunk. So I'm cutting
now
myself
I'm,
on
chocolate.
Now
I'm bleeding to death.
No, I'm bleeding.
Yeah, now I've lacerated myself. We've got a massive laceration across the main artery. And
it's like when your BAC, yeah, wow. when your BAC gets so high bleeds. That like your blood is like mostly cinnamon and alcohol. Like what happens when you're bleeding
that point,
out?
Why, you're bleeding, you're just bleeding alcohol out.
I'd even get a transfusion. Like, it's like, no, that's the wrong blood type. That guy's full of Goldschlager.
Yeah. No, these are gold. Those are gold flakes, not sugar. Not sugar cubes.
Oh, this one's Fireball. That's the wrong cinnamon whiskey. He's gonna reject
it. Aftershock kicked off that trend of the cinnamon whiskeys and stuff. That's where it started.
That was like a high school liquor. I remember that. I remember like
cinnamon
man,
whiskey
drinking in high school was so
shit.
Fucking shitty. Remember, like, do any adult humans actually drink Southern Comfort?
No, you. That's for 18-year-old girls.
Like what?
I always thought that was for elderly people. SoCo's a strange.
Oh,
because
you're in the South,
alcohol.
I guess.
It's for young, very young people and very old people.
Yeah, that's what it feels like to me.
I don't know.
The quest for good drinking stuff in high school was like, how can I find something to drink that doesn't taste like I'm drinking? Go. It's like,
yeah, but Southern Comfort doesn't taste good.
Yeah, I was disgusting.
You know you're drinking, though.
I guess so.
Yeah.
Your stomach like definitely knows that you're drinking.
Yeah, well, the thing is, there's some sugar taste to it, but it's strong. It's not like it's,
I thought it was like 20% alcohol. Only. I thought it was like a schnappy liqueur. Like
that's just
80
proof,
fucking...
man.
No, it's 80 proof, and they sell
Southern Comfort is
80
proof.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, that's real liquor. It's not a fake spirit. Mm. It's real, it's like, but it's just like, yeah. That's why young girls get so...
bubble gum in it.
Yeah.
That's why, like... sorority chicks get so fucking blasted on it.
Yeah. It's in that tier of liquor with like, it's like SoCo, Aftershock, Goldschlager, Fireball, and like, what's, and like, a, like Jägermeister will be in there. Like these weird tasting things. Or any kind of schnapps.
Actually only 40 proof.
I kind of tend to want to put SoCo in some weird category. It's a strange beverage.
Yeah. Jägermeister strange is not 40
the rest
proof.
Of that stuff's very only, sugary.
I think Jägermeister is only 40 proof. I think, yeah, I don't think.
The rest of that stuff's a true liqueur. Is that actually a liqueur? I don't even know.
I don't know.
Take a look.
What, Jägermeister? Is
no,
it like
Southern
a licorice
Comfort.
Liqueur?
Oh, SoCo.
Southern Comfort is whiskey. It's not a liqueur.
Is it?
It's straight up. It's
they're calling it a fruit-flavored whiskey liqueur.
Oh, all right. I guess
it's like Honey Jack,
which I like. I said it's got to be its own fucking weird category because it's not.
You ever had those honey whiskeys? It's like the worst shit ever. It's so
sweet. Oh yeah, those are gross.
Yeah, when someone gave me a bottle, I ended up cutting it with regular whiskey, and it became tolerable because like it could bring the whiskey.
Dude, if you want something
up.
Sweet, just drink fucking E and J, man. Let's drink E and J. Drink cognac.
Cheap. E&J is actually significantly cheaper.
E&J is cheap, and it's got like a nice, it's got like a little sweet taste. It's got a bite though.
Good. Everybody deserves a bite.
Like all brandy,
much like a pit bull.
I used to know the answer to this question because like liqueur is a certain amount of sugar content, right?
I don't know what that means.
I don't know.
What the percentage is.
I just figured liqueur means something your grandma and your like teenage younger sister would both enjoy. That's a liqueur.
Mm. Like Midori melon?
Yes, a Midori.
Well, so E&J is not a cognac, just like champagne.
It's vermouth.
Sparkling, not all sparkling wine is champagne. Cognac is in France. It's just a brandy, but brandy is, you know, I like brandy, actually. I do like brandy. Not all of it is as sweet as E&J, but I can't afford Remy Martin.
So you do use an Alabama Slammer. I forgot about that one. That's actually an okay little drink. I guess that's the only thing you could do with it.
Well, I think we'll take a break here.
Yeah, it's time to get drunk.
I just found a by that.
Well, this is pretty annoying. You don't want to hear my voice. You want to hear Mike finish his thought, huh? But you can't because you don't have a subscription. You should go to therightstuff.biz/paywall. Bag it.
I have some Evan Williams downstairs.
It's time to go drinking on Big Rock Candy Mountain.
So I got it. We have like a Roseanne Barr update, which might be fun. I also have that crazy right wing watch.
Did she get mauled
video.
By a pit bull?
No, she's fine. She said more crazy stuff. They're mad at her. She said stuff that we would like. So we have to question.
Oh, but she's Jewish.
I know. But this is the kind
is
of
she
Jew.
She's siding with Pedro?
I don't think she knows about Pedro.
Yeah, probably not.
Anyway. We'll have a look at
all
that.
Right, so let's get off a big Aftershock Mountain.
And I've got that crazy right-wing watch video about the guy who thinks that Mount Rushmore is a satanic portal bringing communism to the United States.
I think that's
worth a watch.
All right. Yeah, we could just...
It's your average American Christian. What do you want from me?
Oh, that was mean, wasn't it? That was mean, wasn't it? It was mean because you feel
seen.
I
don't even notice that kind of stuff anymore, but people that want to pretend like that's wrong, you have to... I think you're wrong.
Oh, we have we actually have a special bit for the middle that I'll show you, so you'll get excited. We'll be right back.
All right. You are listening to The Daily Soa.